Chapter 9. Trying to sell a diamond. At the Drummer Inn, Thomas had interesting news. "There's a boat at Cowes, not far from here," he told us. "It's sailing for Holland tonight, and the captain has agreed to take you." "That's an excellent plan," said Elzevir. Then he turned to me and said, "We'll go to The Hague in Holland, John. It's the best place to sell a diamond. My mother was Dutch, and she taught me the language. Even my name is Dutch. We'll be fine there." Elzevir had always tried to discourage me from finding Blackbeard's diamond. "John, forget about the diamond," he had said. "It will only bring you problems. I've got enough money for both of us. You don't need to be rich." But I thought he had changed his opinion about the diamond. Elzevir had offered to come with me to Carisbrook Castle to look for it, and I believed he was very excited when I found it. I was very young at that time, and my dreams of riches and adventure stopped me from seeing the truth. Elzevir wasn't really happy or excited about the diamond. In his heart, he believed it was better to forget about it. He only helped me because he loved me. For a short time after I found the diamond, I felt guilty about Elzevir. He paid a high price for my dreams, I thought. He'll never forgive himself for killing that guard at Carisbrook Castle. But I soon forgot my feelings of guilt because my head was filled with dreams of the future. "I'll be very rich soon," I thought. "I'll go back to Moonfleet and marry Grace, and everything will be perfect." It didn't take long to sail from Cowes to The Hague. Once there, Elzevir found us a room in a small inn. We slept well, and the next morning he left to look for diamond dealers. He was out all day, and he only returned in the evening. "There are many diamond dealers in the city," he told me, "but they say a man called Albers is the best. I've got his address, so let's go and see what he offers you for the diamond." On the way to Albers' house, Elzevir reminded me of Blackbeard's story. "Don't forget, John," he said. "Blackbeard died before he could use his riches to help the poor. When you sell the diamond, you must use the money to help poor people, or it will bring you bad luck." I said nothing because I already had my own plans for the money, and they didn't include any poor people except me. Soon we arrived at Alba's house. There were two big men with Albers in the room, but they didn't speak. "Who are you?" Albers wanted to know. "Where are you from?" "I'm John Trenchard from Moonfleet, Dorset, in England," I answered politely. Elzevir was impatient. "We haven't got time for this," he said. "We're honest sailors and have got a diamond to sell. Are you interested or not?" "Show me the stone," said Albers. I took the diamond from its little bag and handed it to him. I saw a sudden gleam in his eye, but it disappeared almost at once. "I must examine this more carefully," he said. He looked at the stone, tested it, and said, "This is not a real diamond, but it's a very good copy. I'll give you 10 silver crowns for it." I couldn't believe it. The diamond wasn't real? Was this the end of all my hopes and dreams? "I won't be rich," I thought, "and I won't be able to marry Grace." I looked out of the window and tried to hide my tears. "I see you're disappointed," said Albers. "But you're poor sailors, and 10 silver crowns is a lot of money. Take it and be happy." "We don't need your money," Elzevir shouted. Before anybody realized what was happening, he grabbed the diamond from Albers' hands and threw it out of the window. Then he pulled me from the house. "John," he said, "you must forget about the diamond now." On the way back to the inn, I thought again about everything that had happened at the dealer's house. I remembered the gleam in Albers' eye when he first saw the diamond, and suddenly I understood. "Elzevir," I said excitedly, "Albers cheated us. The diamond is valuable and he knows it. We must go back and get it immediately." It's too late, my friend replied. Albers will have found it by now. Just forget about it, John. But it's not too late, I argued. Albers doesn't suspect us. I don't think he will look for the stone now, because it's dark in the garden. He'll wait till morning to find it. How will we find it in the dark? Elzevir wanted to know. I know where it fell, I replied. I was looking out of the window when you threw it. At first, Elzevir refused, but finally, he agreed to come with me. We took a small lamp and went back to Alba's house. We climbed silently over the garden wall, and I led Elzevir to an area beside some red flowers. We searched the ground carefully on our hands and knees until finally I saw something glittering on the ground. Here's the diamond, I whispered excitedly to Elzevir. I found it! As I went to pick it up, the door of the house opened and two men ran out. They were the men we saw with Albers earlier. They were carrying large sticks and had a huge, fierce-looking dog with them. They grabbed us and we struggled, but we couldn't escape. Thieves! Thieves! They shouted. They grabbed the diamond from my hand and beat us with their sticks as the dog barked wildly. A few hours later, we were in a cold prison cell.